Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
It's time now for our Sustainable Singapore series that is written and produced by Rianne Lovell-Bolin. The UN estimates that we need $2.5 trillion per year to achieve the UN Sustainable Development Goals in developing countries alone.
So remember, the end of last year, we had a sustainability in review chat with two prominent banks here in Singapore. Yep, that was a very enjoyable chat. And it highlighted how much that banks are actually doing to integrate sustainability into their organizational decision making. And it has to start within the organizations. So it was very encouraging.
Well, the bank we're talking to today is Standard Chartered Bank, and their sustainability vision is to become the most sustainable and responsible bank and to lead private sector catalyzer of finance for the UN Sustainable Development Goals, or SDGs.
Yep, and late last year, Standard Chartered Bank was the first in Asia to launch a sustainable deposit for both corporate and individual clients in Singapore.
Liquidity raised will be used to help finance activities that support SDGs in developing countries in Asia, Africa, and the Middle East. And you know what? To share more with us on the line this morning is Rochelle Mahabir, who is Executive Director, Sustainable Finance at Standard Chartered Bank. Rochelle, good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning, Ilya. Good morning, Anisha and Ryan. I'm very good this morning.
Well, that's good to hear. I'm glad that you're very good. And I hope you keep it that way and, you know, you're healthy and all those things. So let's kick off by learning a little bit more about Standard Chartered's sustainability philosophy. How do you integrate sustainability into your organizational decision making?
Thank you, Manisha. So at Standard Chartered Bank, our purpose is to drive commerce prosperity and provide banking services to help people, companies succeed, create wealth, jobs, and grow across our footprint markets in Asia, Africa, and the Middle East. So centered around our sustainability philosophy are three elements of our brand promise: to never settle, do the right thing, and better together. So without going into too much lengthy detail, the bank leverages our ESG risk framework and guidelines to ensure we do no harm. On this point, it's important to notice that our ESG risk team was established in 1997, and we're very active in many industry bodies, providing thought leadership in bodies such as the Equator Principles, so the Roundtable for Sustainable Palm Oil. In combination with this, we are focusing our banking activities towards directing capital towards the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals. And what really gets me excited about this space is the impact we can have in our home markets. So our markets are actually markets that are the most vulnerable to the negative impacts of climate change and social pressures. Asia is likely to be the worst affected region from climate change because of its hydrology and population density, and is home to 4/5 of the people who are expected to be flooded if there is a 3-degree temperature rise. So these are the markets that I see that will have the greatest impact.
Rochelle, Standard Chartered 2020 Sustainability Aspirations focuses on three key areas, right? So sustainable finance, responsible company, and inclusive communities. Any chance you could help expand these three pillars, the kind of scope that they cover?
Thank you, Elliot. Really good question. So firstly, sustainable finance. This is about directing capital towards the 17 Sustainable Development Goals. We have set our targets to direct capital towards infrastructure development, funding small and medium enterprises, activities that limit the negative impact of climate change by supporting things like renewable energy projects. But we're also developing methodologies that measure, manage, and ultimately reduce the CO2 impact from all activities we finance. You might not know this, but we're currently ranked number one in blended finance globally by Convergence Capital, which is where we work together with partners and development organizations and multilateral banks and provide structuring solutions to crowd in private investments into some very needed projects in emerging markets.
So last month, Rochelle, Standard Chartered made two new commitments in support of the UN Sustainable Development Goals. So that included new business targets, committing $75 billion US dollars towards SDG financing, also net zero carbon emissions from operations by 2030. So ambitious goals. How will these sums fill the annual investment gap in meeting the SDGs?
Really good question. So I would actually encourage listeners to have a look at our Opportunity 2030 study, which sets out the funding needed by both the private sector and public sector contributing towards the sustainable development goals in emerging markets. It examines most impactful opportunities for investment across three SDGs in high growth markets. It really sets out in really good detail where that investment gap needs to go and be met.
Rochelle, a curious question from me. I notice a lot, and just to jump back a little bit, I notice a lot of Standard Chartered's targets end before the year 2030. So that's about 10 years, one decade. Is this a reasonable timeline?
To be honest, it's an ongoing target. So we're constantly challenging ourselves to do better. So the USD $75 billion target that you'd mentioned earlier is an example of that.
Right.
It's not going to end in 2030. And like I said, we're constantly challenging ourselves to see what we can do, how we can do it better.
Okay. Speaking this morning with Rochelle Mahabir, who is Executive Director of Sustainable Finance at Standard Chartered Bank. Let's talk a little bit about your CEO, Patrick Lee. He says that green deposits, which are dedicated to renewable energy, are increasing in popularity. Okay, I got to know, what kind of numbers are you seeing here? Any percentage increase you can share?
Yeah, let me take a step back and describe a little bit about how our sustainable deposits work. So the deposits allow customers to have their deposits referenced against sustainable assets. And by doing this referencing, we're giving clients an opportunity to be a part of the mission to meet the sustainable development goals. We've done quite a lot of work by putting together a framework that describes our green and sustainable assets. We've had that verified by a company called Sustain Analytics, which is one of the leading ESG raters. Mm-hmm. And we've seen great interest by both corporate clients and retail clients looking to take up these deposits, which is a fairly easy instrument by referencing Standard Chartered, but knowing that their deposits have a purpose.
So Singapore was chosen as a second launch for sustainable deposit products for corporate and individual clients. Why Singapore?
So this was because of the increasing awareness that we've seen in Singapore and the great push and momentum that has come through by both the private sector and public sector. Following Singapore, we've also launched the deposits in Hong Kong and New York.
Okay. Just to expand on that a little bit, Rochelle, may I ask the kind of clientele demographic that you are seeing with regard to this?
It's quite a mixed demographic, and this for me is quite encouraging.
Okay.
Because there's increased awareness about the sustainable development goals. And we're really proud of the retail customer involvement in this conversation.
Yeah, because you tend to think that the demographic involved here would usually be the millennials, and then you see that slow surge in the Gen Zs because they really care about everything that can be done for a more sustainable planet.
That's definitely correct. So the focus of millennials, we've seen it in many industry surveys. Millennials are definitely thinking about the impact that they have. Mm. But I think through something as simple as a deposit, it allows everybody. I think there's increased general awareness about the impact people have and social impact people have of their activities. So I hope it's going beyond the millennials at this point.
We're speaking to Rochelle Mahabir, who's Executive Director of Sustainable Finance at Standard Chartered Bank. Rochelle, I wanted to ask about these sorts of products. So obviously the sustainable deposit is one, but can we expect more products like this in the future?
So, of course, the entire industry is moving towards investing towards the sustainable development goals. And I think we're going to see the entire finance industry try and integrate sustainability into all aspects of our activities. So it's an exciting area of development.
And to wrap things up, Rochelle, with regard to the current COVID-19 situation, are you seeing any trends emerging apart from the general concerns that we have?
So COVID-19 is absolutely unprecedented. If anything, it highlights the importance of socially conscious behavior. At this time, protecting the most vulnerable and supporting healthcare workers, listening to the guidelines set out by governments and the WHO, is absolutely vital. I see that awareness carrying on.
For sure, for sure. We've been speaking with Rochelle Mahabir, who is Executive Director of Sustainable Finance at Standard Chartered Bank. Rochelle, thank you so much for taking the time today. You take care and stay healthy, yeah?
Yeah. Thank you, Elliot. Thank you, Manisha.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.